This is the parallax for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with a second indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, this one stemming from an Instagram post that's become the flashpoint for a larger debate about free speech and presidential authority. In May of last year, Comey posted a photo on Instagram showing seashells arranged on a beach, spelling out 8647. He deleted it after criticism, but the U.S. Department of Justice brought charges Tuesday for threatening the president and transmitting a threat. Republicans interpreted 86 as slang for killing and 47 as a reference to President Trump, the 47th president. The indictment was filed in the Eastern District of North Carolina and marks Comey's second criminal case under the Trump administration in less than a year. Comey declared his innocence after the charges were announced. Now, how different outlets are framing this tells us something important about where the real tension lies in this story. The BBC and Axios report the basic facts: the seashell photo, the charges, the indictment details. The Guardian goes deeper into the decade-long Trump-Comey feud, noting that Comey himself has said it never occurred to him the numbers could be interpreted as an assassination call. But here's where it gets interesting. Fox News leads with legal experts warning the indictment faces significant First Amendment hurdles. Their reporting focuses on whether the post constitutes protected speech at all. Meanwhile, the Daily Wire emphasizes Democratic claims that this reflects a weaponized Department of Justice, while Newsmax quotes FBI Director Kash Patel saying the Bureau spent nearly a year investigating the post and describing it as handled by career agents and prosecutors. That detail matters. It's the administration's answer to weaponization allegations. Turning to a case that raises equally thorny questions about government power and regulation, the Federal Communications Commission has ordered an accelerated review of 8 local broadcast licenses held by ABC stations. This move is unprecedented. It comes years ahead of the standard renewal timeline. The FCC cites an investigation into whether ABC stations violated rules against unlawful discrimination tied to the company's DEI policies. But the trigger was Jimmy Kimmel's joke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where he called First Lady Melania Trump an expectant widow just days after an alleged assassination attempt on the president. The White House called for Kimmel's firing. ABC has not publicly commented. What's revealing here is how outlets are interpreting the FCC's move itself. Axios reports it's unprecedented and puts real pressure on ABC and Disney, while noting the FCC can't explicitly force a firing, but can apply regulatory pressure. The Guardian frames critics' concerns that this is political and regulatory retribution against a disfavored broadcaster. The Daily Wire reports an FCC official confirmed the review is underway and emphasizes that broadcast stations need FCC licenses to operate over public airwaves. The framing shifts based on which angle you're looking at: regulatory process or regulatory leverage. In the Supreme Court Wednesday, the justices heard arguments on whether the Trump administration can revoke temporary protected status for hundreds of thousands of Haitian and Syrian immigrants. TPS grants eligible individuals the right to live and work in the U.S. when their home countries are deemed unsafe. The central legal question: does the administration have the authority to end those designations? And what does the law actually say about judicial review of those decisions? NPR focuses on the statutory language, extraordinary or temporary conditions, and what authority the administration actually possesses. The Guardian emphasizes the human stakes. The case looks at whether hundreds of thousands of immigrants could lose protections from deportation despite ongoing safety concerns in their home countries. Axios uses more urgent language, calling it migrants' last-ditch bet on the court, and notes that Kristi Noem, the former Homeland Security Secretary, terminated TPS for 11 countries last year. Fox News frames it as a key immigration case that could have broader ramifications. The ruling here could affect hundreds of thousands of people. We're now 61 days into the U.S.-Iran standoff over the Strait of Hormuz, with the blockade still in place and negotiations stalled. President Trump claimed Tuesday that Iran has told the U.S. it is in a state of collapse and wants the strait opened as soon as possible. That's